There are actually 34 meetings penciled in for the next 10 weeks. So it gives you some idea of all the negotiating that still has to be done. But from my own perspective, there's good and there's not so good in it. I mean, I'm pleased to see that coupling is up there at 12%. I got an amendment through the Parliament to keep coupling at 15%. So that will make a big difference to a lot of suckler cowmen and sheepmen, particularly in the west of Ireland. But the issue, I suppose, that I still have real concerns about is the flexibility that's left to member states. We haven't gone far enough in that direction. I had a meeting just recently with quite a number of farmers from Donegal, from all parts of Donegal, and they expressed concern about this.
In terms of changing the focus for direct payments from production 10 years ago to the number of hectares, is that fair as far as you're concerned?
By the time this cap is finished, Donal, it would be production 20 years ago. Nonetheless, we need a fairer system. And above all, a county like Donegal, it's the lowest rung of the ladder. It is the lowest average single farm payment per hectare in the country. It would make a big, big difference to the economy of Donegal and to the farmers there and to production in Donegal if there was a fairer and more equitable share out. We need to go further than the minister has proposed in the conclusions that have come. But I'm hopeful that by the time the Parliament and the Commission negotiations are finished with the Council, that we will have a fairer system in place.